To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by LearCarry.com. Now, if you missed it in the news last week, the Standard & Poor's 500 Index experienced its worst first half of a year, that would be this year, since 1970. Think about that. The stock market had its worst 6 months of this year since 1970. With runaway inflation, record high gas prices, war in Europe, supply chain and labor shortages, surging hotspots with the coronavirus, every day there seems to be something more coming at us, and that can also spell recession. The team at Lear Capital shared how investing in physical gold and precious metals can be an excellent strategy against what's coming. And we'd like to share this opportunity with you. Smart investors are buying gold and precious metals now for two reasons. First, gold can be a great hedge against recession. And secondly, the closer recession gets, the more your gold could be worth. Now, Washington, D.C. doesn't always have the answers, so talk to our team about owning precious metals for your savings and retirement accounts. And to make this extra important right now, you'll receive up to $10,000 in free bonus coins based on the value of gold coins you purchase. So visit Lear, L-E-A-R, Lear Carry, C-A-R-E-Y, all one word, Lear Carry, L-E-A-R-C-A-R-E-Y, LearCarry.com. For more info, or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Now, as many of you, our listeners, may know, I've produced and hosted about 100 episodes on my public television series on some of the world's great destinations. I focus on history, culture, cuisine, architecture, that kind of thing. And then there's today's guest, my next guest, British author, journalist, filmmaker, and television presenter Simon Reeve. He's well known in the UK for his books and for his edgy documentaries focusing on the devastating effects of really big topics such as global warming, plastics polluting our seas, the plight of some indigenous people around the world, which makes the title of the book we're highlighting in our Right Stuff segment today appropriate. It's called Journeys to Impossible Places. Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
All right. Now, what classifies as an impossible place in your definition of that?
I think in my definition, it's anywhere I feel that I've been to in my personal life or on my travels that is really memorable and is a little bit out of the ordinary, I suppose. So I think my definition is pretty broad, but it ranges, I think, really from being on a place where there's frontline combat to trying to have a child as well. That was a pretty impossible journey for me at one point.
Yeah, I know you. I know you and your wife did succeed in having a child. Congratulations. You do include some much personal information in the book, but you also, I mean, you have in your career covered, you know, everything from the awful plastic pollution of tropical beaches to coral bleaching to ship graveyards in Bangladesh. These are places where large cruise ships and freighters are going to about to sell for scrap. What are in the new in this relatively new book just published last year? What do you call your top three, maybe three or four places as impossible places?
Oh, that's a challenge because I've been so lucky. I've been so blessed on the journeys I've been to. You're right. We do incorporate lots of tricky, serious, dark, sometimes issues into the journeys and the programs. And they are a slightly curious mix of issues and adventure. But basically, I get to go on incredible journeys and I uncover and discover lots of stories on the way, and as long as something's interesting, then I'm happy to put it in the program. So that's really the only key, that it's interesting, whether it's something from history or whether it's the ship graveyard, as you say, where big ships go to die, or what we're doing to our planet in terms of conservation and the environment. Yeah, all of that we'll put in. What my top three? I think probably having to wear armored underwear to go to Mogadishu in Somalia. That was definitely right up there. Traveling across the Sahara Desert through the largest minefield on planet Earth, that's definitely right up there. And I think also going to one of the holiest cities in India and having a little bit of a spiritual awakening myself, I think that was, though it's difficult to be put on the spot like that, but that's coming in as my top three.
Well,
definitely really life-changing experience where all your senses are being confronted by sights you would never see in your own cozy Western world, where bodies are being cremated on the edge of the Ganges. and families are grieving for a loved one in their own special spiritual way. And that was an incredible thing to witness and just to be in that culture for a short period.
Yes, quite different from the shows I describe in mine in the opening. You write, always say yes, always go have a look, never waste a moment. And as I said, my description of my shows are a little softer than the description of the shows you do. For example, I've never been mugged by an orangutan in a park in a national park in Borneo. How did that come to happen?
Well, you know, we were wandering along a sort of boardwalk.
No, I don't know. I don't. Simon, I don't know.
I bet something identical has happened to you, I bet.
We only have about a half a minute left, Simon. Half a minute left. Why did the orangutan attack you?
Well, it didn't attack us. It was sneaker. It was more like the Artful Dodger as it were. It snuck in and it nicked a bag of water from us. And sat down and drank the water and then had a big pick of its nose. But it was a lovely, memorable moment as well. It's a little bit edgy, a little bit big orangutan, but a moment that you're never going to forget. Often when things go slightly wrong, those are the moments you really remember.
Paul Theroux has always told me that's when things go wrong that you travel that you remember. Yeah, you're right. I haven't had that happen to me, and like you know. Listen, this is our Right Stuff segment. Our author this segment has been Simon Reeve. His book is called Journeys to Impossible Places. Do pick it up. You can go to Amazon.com and find it, or you can follow him on Instagram under Simon_Reeve. Simon, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.